Hello, this is News Director Larissa Donovan, continuing with the Meet the Candidates series. We're hitting all the Beltrami County District 2 candidates before primaries, we hope, and I have the pleasure to introduce James Ravnikar.
Hello, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking the time out of your day to visit with us. Why don't we learn a little bit about you, like how long you've lived in Beltrami County or the area?
Sure, absolutely. I've been here for going on 13 years now in Beltrami County, in various places around, mostly in the Bemidji area.
And what is it you do for a living?
I currently am the Director of Finance and Human Resources for the Bugganegishig School with the Leech Lake Band.
I'm sure that can be a challenge. School finances.
Yeah,
that can
absolutely
be a challenge.
Yep, it sure can be.
And I understand you are also on the Bemidji Charter Commission.
I am. Yep, we actually just had our annual meeting 2 days ago, and kind of a welcome, boring meeting. Not much to talk about this time around. So we set our meeting for the next year, and then anything that comes up in the meantime, they'll reconvene and have a special meeting, perhaps.
Yeah, you guys have been meeting an awful lot this year.
Yeah, it's a position that doesn't typically get a whole lot of fanfare, but we've had recently news media at our meetings, as well as some guests who wanted to address the commission. So it's nice for people to see what the commission does and its role in crafting, you know, kind of underlying city charter policy and that. So it's nice to see that engagement as well. Yeah.
Right. I can see why the Charter Commission's always been shrouded in a little bit of mystery. You guys handle the city's charter. What other responsibilities fall into the Charter Commission?
Really, that's about it. The Charter Commission's role is statutory. It's basically to exist to look at the city charter, propose updates to it. The charter makes for a couple of different ways that the charter can be amended or changed. The most recent one, of course, was the ballot question regarding the length of the term of the mayor's office. But there are other, you know, historically the charter's been looked at and changed and updated, and you know, so in that way the charter is essentially the constitution for the city. And you know, in the commission's role is to, you know, take a look at it and update and make sure that, you know, for example, do we have the right number of elected representatives based on Bemidji's population? Like, you know, the charter sets a number of council members, and you know, one thing that the Charter Commission has been interested in potentially taking a look at and thinking about is, you know, is the current number of city councilors the right number? Are we representing too few people per councilor, too many? What are other similar sized cities doing? What's working elsewhere? So it's that kind of work that the Charter Commission does.
All right, very interesting. And of course, you are running for Beltrami County District 2, which is with redistricting and all urban City of Bemidji District. What are some of the challenges you see within the new District 2, and why you want to be their voice?
Yeah, well, I think the new District 2 is kind of a lot like the old District 2. There's some changes, obviously, but I think, you know, as far as why I'm running, I think that, you know, county government is more transactional, more efficiency, more service delivery, you know, less of heated, impassioned policy debates. So it should be. You know, I think my skill set and my experience, I bring a lot of experience that, you know, as far as customer service delivery, you know, I manage multi-million dollar budgets for a living. So it's similar in that regard.
The budget process for any local government can get heated, can get controversial. What do you see as some of the biggest challenges as far as local government budgeting?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, efficiency of service delivery. Obviously, at the county level, the biggest frustration generally always is unfunded mandates.
Ooh, I was waiting for you to say the word.
And, you know, things that the county is statutorily required to do but not necessarily funded to do. So that, you know, that becomes a challenge. And then you know, the solution to that, I think, is to engage the stakeholders and you know, the community and in that process, and make sure that the, you know, the services that matter most, and that, you know, obviously you have to fund the statutorily required services, but you know, are those services being delivered as efficiently as possible? Are you know, what are the customers, quote unquote, that are receiving those services, are they happy with them? You know, that's probably something that, you know, I think is a big part of it as well. So you know, I think that the, you know, from the perspective of looking at county government from that lens, you know, I think that's something that I bring a tremendous amount of experience as far as, you know, like I said, managing large budgets, having to go through budget cuts, having to, you know, look for funding sources to replace funding sources that have disappeared, and just kind of taking a long range financial look at, you know, instead of kind of year to year, but thinking about, as we make decisions for this year, we're thinking about the budgets for the following years and what things are coming up.
And Beltrami County has traditionally had a tough go of it. I mean, a lot of our land mass within the county is non-taxable. What do you have any ideas about how to address the non-taxable land issue? I mean, a lot of it is a good thing. I mean, having lots of forests, it makes our location a great place to recreate. But, you know, it also puts a burden on those remaining taxpayers who shoulder the responsibility.
Yep, that's probably the largest issue that Beltrami County contends with. You know, the tax burden for those that pay the tax is unduly high compared to other counties. And as you stated, that's all that state, federal, and other untaxable land is the reason. So I think that, you know, the way to deal with that, obviously the county only has a few options, and, you know, it can levy tax, and that's, you know, the option that it has traditionally done. You know, like the city of Bemidji tackles that issue a little bit with some stormwater fees and some of that, trying to get some fees from some land that's otherwise unable to be taxed. So, you know, I'd definitely be open to looking at and exploring creative solutions. The other avenue, I think, is to help our state representatives better understand the unique position that Beltrami County is in. And there are a couple others in the state, but, you know, there aren't too many of us. But there are enough of us, and it's enough of a challenge where I think that Beltrami County needs to do a better job of articulating our issues to state legislatures, and then not allowing them to forget about that. You know, every time that we're talking about local government aid and state funding and all of those things, that, you know, there should be somebody from Beltrami County there screaming in their ear about, you know, don't forget about our issue. And hopefully that we can, you know, get at least some relief in that way.
Well, as far as watching the Minnesota legislature, I can say good luck. I know the PILT formula, payment in lieu of taxes, has been discussed, but, you know, it doesn't really seem to lift up off the ground there. And I'm just wondering, do you have a lot of lobbying experience with getting issues across the finish line?
I don't really have a ton of lobbying experience per se, but I do know some people who do, who have a lot of that experience. And, you know, in that regard, I would lean on some people who I know, who have, you know, either have been in the legislature or have that considerable experience in that lobbying. So, you know, that's how I would begin to address that issue.
So beyond the financial background that you have, which surely would be of assistance during the half-year-long budget process, what other characteristics or qualities would you, in your own words, would you say you could bring to the county board?
Sure. Well, I have owned and operated several businesses, you know, ranging in size from small to multi-million-dollar businesses. And, you know, I think that gives me a unique perspective as far as, you know, the challenges and the benefits associated with, making a payroll, with, you know, engaging with customers and the community and things like that. So, you know, some of the businesses have been customer facing, some have been kind of behind the scenes, you know, a lot in, I've done a lot involved with real estate, a lot of transactions there. So I really understand the real estate process. I'm actually a licensed realtor in the state of Minnesota as well. So I have some knowledge when it comes to that topic. So I think when you take all of those things together and, you know, 20 some odd years of running businesses of varying size and you know, other professional positions that I've had, that experience, along with I have a master's in business administration from Norwich University, I think all that comes together. And like I said, we're, you know, where county government is really about, you know, kind of transactional in nature and really about service delivery, I think my background really shapes up well to tackle that.
Some big items coming down the pike for our Beltrami County Board of Commissioners is what to do about the Beltrami County Jail. Minnesota Department of Corrections has issued You Fix It or Sunset, basically. So there are committees in place working on putting together an idea. And I was just curious what you would hope to see in the new or remodeled, expanded, whatever it happens to be, for the jail.
Yeah, I understand there's a feasibility study going on now. And, you know, I know there are a lot of people who, you know, within the Sheriff's Department and those agencies that know that issue a lot better than I do. And so I would probably take the position of waiting to see what the feasibility study is and then leaning on the experience of the, you know, those elected officials and also those folks who know the jail, who work there, who, you know, all of the, who know its issues and all of those things, and then make decisions about how to go forward.
All right. Well, I think that about takes care of all the questions I had rattling upstairs here. Do you have any other thoughts or comments about the campaign, Beltrami County, yourself, etc.?
No, I just say that, you know, I love living here. I think it's, you know, a great place to live and work and raise a family. And, you know, I would be honored to be elected to serve the citizens of Beltrami County, and I would ask them to please support my candidacy.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Candidate for Beltrami County District 2, James Ravnikar.